The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Mid-year sale on now, in store and online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to London. Adam Gilchrist is there. Police using underage police informants. People not happy with that?
Yeah, they've had to answer for it, and certainly it's gone through two court processes, and indeed the High Court in London has ruled that it's okay that children can be used as informants in criminal investigations. And we know that in the last 4 years, 17 children under the age of 18 were used to supply intelligence or information both to the police and to MI5, counter-terrorism operations and so forth. I mean, as it stands, yeah, you want information, but certainly one group has claimed, a charity called Just for Kids Law, has claimed that this is a breach of human rights and morally questionable. And there is an element of risk, frankly, if you're asking children to do that sort of stuff. Do the ends justify the means, I guess? I mean, so far, the courts have said yes.
British Airways, they've had a big problem with hacking.
Yeah, and they've had this record fine, therefore, given out by Europe's Information Commissioner's Office, just in the nick of time, of course, before Britain leaves Europe. But anyway, this fine given was €200 million for this breach of security systems, roughly speaking, $330 million. I mean, that's a hefty fine, and BA makes a lot of money, but they'll feel that because hackers carried out what they called a sophisticated malicious criminal attack. Essentially, I mean, it's not BA's fault, if you like, but they weren't safe enough with customers' data. So hackers got in and they cleared out 500,000 customer details. It's not thought it includes travel, financial or passport details, but there are other details, obviously, that hackers can sell on. And I guess that the Information Commissioner's Office is making a good point to other companies and specifically to other airlines.
Shortage of oysters and mussels?
Yeah, we live in a stressful world, Steve, of course, and apparently that stress is getting to our sea creatures. So they basically carried out a load of tests, and they found that in particular mussels are suffering from stress, so much so that they are, as it were, not procreating in the normal way, and we face a mussel shortage. It's all about underwater noise from ships. Mussels don't have ears, they can't hear it, but of course they get the sound waves and any disturbance to their environment, and basically they shut up shop and refuse to do it. So apparently whole mussel banks are quaking in their shells around the UK, including at the aptly named Musselburgh near Edinburgh. So too much noise, too much stress, too few mussels. Sounds like a human problem as well, don't you think?
It does indeed. And nothing like a bowl of mussels when you visit the UK and France. Thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Adam.